Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Bing bong.
You know it's been on
Bing
my...
bong.
Do we do the intro again?
What's on your for you,
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Bing bong. Long, which means long conversation. Now it's time too long.
What is on your For You page?
I hope everyone... I am a fan of Core, and it's come back.
Core.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I sound like a 18-year-old boy saying
You told
that.
Me about Core like a year ago and then showed me a video and I was like, I don't really get it.
You wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
Because it requires emotion.
I think it requires being mentally closer to Gen Z.
Yes and no. I think it's just it's an Aphex Twin song.
Always?
Usually. Under a compilation of like Shawshank Redemption, like Forrest Gump, like moments in like boy movies of like of them being like no, or like some or like big moments. I feel like am I on camera? I don't. But
are you on camera?
I feel like I'm like really.
No, you're on camera.
I am. Well, just another day. When am I not on camera?
What's on your For You page?
So now it's just like, let me just read it. I think it says, is it the cap? Because it always says like a caption of
is
like.
Is it Core? Or is it something that.
It is. It's a genre of Core. And it's. And it's like this.
Okay.
Yeah, like be happy is all it says. And then it's just like, or news reporters. It's just like moments. It's like a collage.
Can you show me an
it's
example?
It's like a visual collage.
Okay.
Have we talked about, well.
Show me an example. Yes. We'll fucking play it here too.
This one has 12.5 million.
Thousands have been built here.
Yes. This is just like
just people being people.
Yeah, this is just like happy
Hopecore is hashtag Hopecore.
Yeah.
And she stops traffic so the ducks can walk across.
That's sweet. It's like one of those, right? It's like uplifting. It would be on like.
Yes. So this is the
news.
Stuff I
gotta see that. He's about to freak out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. That's great.
This is the shit I'm into right now of, in general. We're 2 minutes in and I'm getting fucking, and I'm dropping some truth bombs. In general, I think like I'm not going to name the show, but there's just some stuff and some creators, directors that every time you watch, you're just like, wow. Okay. We get it. Humans are fucking awful. And we're all doomed and everyone's greedy and disgusting. And
well, there's a wave of that. It's not just,
it's like, yeah, exactly. It's like meta. It's fucking, we're all evil. Like, and that's not what I'm about. I'm like, no. Like we need to bring some joy and some love and to like, people are good.
Bring back comedies,
but like real comedies of like, oh wait, the character actually learned something and is like a good person at the end. Rather than like all this shit that's just like slow zooms in with creepy music of just like someone they found on the street. I don't know. I'm just like, listen, if you're making shit, make it, fuck it, make it, have, give it some fucking heart.
We need to make movies like Talladega Nights again.
We do. We really do.
You know?
Yeah.
He changes. He grows through
or
that.
Or just movies where you're just like, fuck, people are beautiful. Yeah. The human experience is wonderful.
Like Talladega Nights.
That's right. Yeah. They race.
Mm-hmm.
They race for love. Mm-hmm. And for money.
Mm. But what does he learn at the end?
That it's not about that. It's about his family.
And well, he, you know, he falls in love with someone else.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing.
It's kind of beautiful.
Anyways, that's kind of what I'm on right now. That's kind of my vibe right now.
That's kind of my vibe right now. So yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was
like what?
This morning I was talking with Lee.
Yeah.
And he said
Our friend.
He's more than just a neighbor.
He's our neighbor.
He's my friend.
No, he's my friend too.
He said something. He said, we're just having coffee. And he said, nostalgia is the subtle rejection of the present. And I thought, damn, what an interesting thing. He's like, yeah, I've just been trying to be like more present recently. And
subtle,
you know,
rejection
of the present, nostalgia.
Yeah.
Longing for the past.
No, yeah. No,
subtle rejection of the present.
Yeah, no, I've heard of the nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it means.
Yeah, it's like so nostalgic mm-hmm. is when you see something that's like from like the 90s.
And you go.
It's from the early 2000s.
And you go, remember that? And you go, I wish I had a Lunchable.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what
something like that.
Is.
Yeah, so that's like nostalgia.
Nostalgia is,
that's like
being, I wish my mom tucked me in at night after I watched Arthur.
Yeah, so you know. Okay, so you know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I do. Nostalgia is Nintendo.
So I'm like, let's get present. Let's be happy and let's be present.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 1738. Uh-oh.
I love the way...
He's got to do that again now,
yeah,
huh?
He does. I love where it landed. The
Jennifer Coolidge impersonation.
On the Jennifer Coolidge. It was just... We completely forgot about it. And then it came in at a beautiful, wonderful time.
You can have some of mine. I saw you look for your water. You can have some.
I haven't. I actually have my water.
Okay.
I actually have my water. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyways, what's like a movie that made you feel, yeah, like gave you that like people are amazing and the humankind is, or even a moment in real life, I'll go
mm-hmm.
that far.
Mm-hmm. You want movie or do you want a moment in real life?
Whatever comes to mind first.
Saw 3.
Well, I
because,
know.
Well, let me tell you why.
Is it because I get it?
Actually,
it's because Jigsaw has that child. Like he never lost his inner child, and he's always riding on a tricycle.
Yes. Well, he's always playing games.
Oh, yes.
I would actually and you know, it's about people coming together to get out of it.
That's right. They have to
a bit of a sticky situation.
Yes.
So I would say Saw 3. Or maybe like The Conjuring, similar kind of vibe.
Mm.
Like at the end of that, you're like, oh, they got through this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've
like people are just
examples,
fucking awesome.
Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Great examples.
What about you?
This one you're gonna go, oh, this is a real life one.
This isn't a movie.
This is no.
This is a moment.
This is a moment.
Okay.
That we see quite often on this street.
Okay. Mm.
It's gonna make me actually cry talking about it. This man, maybe he's in his late 60s is what he looks like.
Older.
70s. Early 70s. I'm gonna go there.
He's 70 minimum.
Five.
Yeah, he's probably
maybe.
75.
Or, okay, 70 to 75, I'll say. Oh, God. And... he definitely, I think, like suffered a stroke, I think, or something like that.
Some sort of neurological damage.
Yeah, we've never spoken to him, but every day he walks with either like a friend of his or maybe his like son or something. And his son,
I think maybe his wife too, potentially.
Yeah.
He's out there sometimes.
And they walk right behind him and he's, he moves incredibly slow, can stand, has a little walker.
a cane
and walks every single day,
but like a baby step every like 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Like just a little.
Very slowly. But he's, I'm actually going to cry.
Yeah.
Oy.
He's but out there every.
He walks every single day.
He's out there doing it. Despite all the things that might be against him.
And
he's getting outside. Yeah. It's cold outside. We see him when it's hot out in the middle of the summer. Doesn't matter. He's out there every day around the same time, just walking up the street and back down.
Oh my God, that's got me. I'm not going to cry.
It's pretty cool though. It's very like.
It's just like, it's like a slap to the face in a, it's sad and happy and hopeful. It's like a mixture of all the things and how unfair life is and how like, I'm so lucky and I'm like complaining that I have to walk to the bodega to get a banana because I didn't get bananas at the grocery store. I'm like, God, and then I see him, I'm just like, whoa.
And you go, yeah, I can walk actually.
Yeah, and I can do a lot with my life anyways. I think it's more of a positive thing though.
I just kind of wanted to go into something like really dumb after that.
Thank you. You saved me. I was not gonna be a pussy and cry on camera, not the podcast.
When this comes out, which is actually scaring the shit out of me right now to think about.
What?
When this episode comes out, that means that on Friday from today that you're hearing this, we have a live show. And that scares the...
I know. It's such a weird thing to record.
Fuck.
A lot of podcasters do that. They record a bunch. They backlog.
At a time. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which to me...
We don't do that.
No. I wonder if we could. We might have to because I might be going back to Canada for
I'll tell you why people do that though. It's when they have guests. They schedule like a bunch of guests at one time. And then it's like we got...
There is a guest I want on that.
This person at this hour. They'll record like 8 in a day and just have an 8-hour day.
Yeah. I would need... So much black tea. So much English breakfast tea.
I think it would not be, not that it wouldn't be difficult, but it wouldn't be that hard. When I think about like a radio show, like a local thing, like I used to listen to when I would go to high school, Bob and Tom in the morning.
Yeah.
They were on from like 5 a.m. until like 11 a.m.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
A 6-hour
I have a friend who's a radio
show,
host.
And they do it every single day.
Yeah.
I mean, they have like other writers and stuff like that, but still, they're doing
segments
it. It's their job. They just go every day and do that.
And what's
it's
nice is they have like songs in between to think about what they want to talk about. But
morning shows often don't.
Have you ever been on the radio?
I don't think so.
Mm.
Have I? Nah.
You were on the radio.
Have you? Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Yes, you sang the national anthem on the radio?
No,
oh, okay.
It was something like this. So there, I was probably in grade 2, maybe 3. And there was
such a fucking...
Okay. There was this program called The Breakfast Club before school where kids who maybe can't, or their families maybe, you know, can't afford breakfast or having like a bit of a harder time and or whatever it is, maybe their parents go to work early and then the kids can come and eat for free and yogurts and waffles and all these things. So I lived right down the street from the school and my parents, we were not rich, but I could definitely eat every day. Like it was never a struggle, but I just was like, oh, free food. So I would just go. And now looking back at it and no one would stop me. But I was just going because I was like, I probably ate a breakfast before and then would go.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I was part of this breakfast club. And not to say, you know, because obviously there was no like requirements or to show anything. So I was going.
You could just go to a soup kitchen if you wanted.
You could.
Today.
You could.
Yeah.
So I went and I'm not obviously not laughing at, you know, people in that situation. I'm just laughing that I just had 4 breakfasts every morning and
You still do that.
I still do that. Shut up. I still do that. And so then they go, okay, Breakfast Club, B101. Oh, that reveals where I, whatever. I don't even know if that exists anymore. But B101 is doing a segment on you guys. Like, they're going to come to the school library and we're going to be on the radio. So a bunch of us, so this was me on the radio. The radio host, obviously a grown adult.
Mm-hmm.
6 a.m, I was like, I'm coming to this.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm getting on the radio. Because this was my first time of like the closest thing to like being on TV or something. And so we're in a line and they just like asked us a question or something. So we're like, so what did you have this morning? And I was like, waffles. Sit and then you just like go to the back of the line.
That's
like
it.
They kind of do like one question.
You said waffles?
I think so. Something like that.
They had waffles at the Breakfast Club?
It was like toaster ones.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was my first time of like, I was like,
damn.
And I remember being like, yeah, that was kind of like on my resume for a while. But like, I was on the radio.
It wasn't live. They like
it
taped
was live.
It. How? If they're not at the station and they record it?
I don't know. I thought it was live.
They probably recorded it and then played it back on the radio. I was going to say, like,
You're probably right.
Did you get to go hear it?
I feel like I did, but I don't have that memory.
I was on the radio, by the way. I just remembered.
Okay.
Totally different thing, though. My choir submitted a song. We sang a Christmas song.
Mm.
And we recorded it and we sent it in and they played it on the radio.
Wow.
Quick and easy. Quick and easy story. How about that, guys? That wasn't a 45-minute story. Quick and easy.
I had a... There's a station called TVO Kids back home. And there was this like actress who was not, I think she like played a role on something, like not a big actress at all, but she was like a child actress.
But she was an actress. She played a role on something.
Okay. So it's a little, wow, I didn't know it was a sunny day and we should get some shade in here.
You're telling me that she played a role on something?
So anyway, she wasn't like a big actress. Like I've never heard of her.
Yeah.
Like nothing like.
She just played a role on something.
She just played a role. She's an actress.
Yeah.
And I'm saying whatever. She was kid, a child star. And I was watching and I was like, because it was one of those shows where they have a host in the in between TV shows. And they're like, call in to ask her any question. Of course I called in expecting someone to be like, wait, kid. You got a voice. You have to come into the studio. Shitting myself. My arms are just sweating. And I'm like, who's your biggest inspiration?
They're like, waited okay, somebody just asked that.
I 17:30. I was from 8 years old, I was like, even though I was so shy, I was like, just trying something. I was like,
yeah.
Someone's going to let me in somewhere. And me thinking that, I was like, and I was on TV.
Yeah.
And that was me on TV.
Yeah. It's a pretty magical moment when you can call just like an idol of yours, an actress who had a role in something.
Never heard of, I couldn't even.
And you can ask her who her biggest inspiration is.
You know what I mean? I just wanted to ask something that sounded smart.
Mm-hmm.
And that they would choose. I think I stuttered for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think I definitely gave it a little stutter at the beginning. And then they sent me a little like shirt or something in the mail, which was nice.
If you wanted to ask her something smart, I would have not asked, what's your biggest inspiration? I would have said, you don't remember her name? I would have said,
not even a little bit, no.
I would have said, what's it like to play a role in something? You know what I mean?
But I remember like this, like my mom comes home and I'm like telling her about this, like, cause it was like right in that hour of her not being home and me coming home from school. And I was like old enough to finally stay home alone. And me being like, mom, this just happened. She's like, cool. Anyway, so you have swimming class or whatever. And me being like, well,
another time I won tickets to something on the radio.
Ah,
I was too young to accept them.
No, to what?
So I lost, or maybe I did end up getting them, to the premiere of Aeon Flux, if you remember that movie. I think Charlize Theron's in it. She plays like a weird kind of I don't even know, like weird, like futuristic sci-fi.
Aeon Flux?
Spy. You're not going to spell it, are you?
I'm not.
I'll pull it up.
But we also have some people to thank. We always end up kind of getting 20 minutes in.
We do.
And it is this movie. Yes. Is that her? It is indeed. Charlie's.
So you went and saw it?
So I went to see it.
With your parents?
With my mom. I think. Or maybe we ended up being like, we don't really care. Yeah, some sort of like weird kind of...
like that font.
Futuristic spy.
Okay.
Anyways.
We have some magical people.
Oh, I didn't mean to open that.
What was that?
Okay. I didn't mean to open. I just clicked on someone. It doesn't matter. Let's go to this.
Okay. Here we go, 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 go,
go.
Time machine. Enter the time machine. The year is
1738.
I see what you did there.
Be careful, because you have to do a lot of names.
I know. This was... Here, ready?
Okay. Connery, cue the music.
I just fell out of a dragon's mouth. And I survived. Yes, it is me.
Who? Who are you?
Han Armalus? No, Armalus.
Armalus?
Because it's Legolas, but it's Armalus.
Armalus? Aye.
Yes. It's me. And I'm thrilled to be here.
And where did you come from?
I just came from the dragon's belly. Yeah.
How'd you get in there?
Yeah, that just happened.
How'd you get in there?
How did I get in there? Right. I got into a bit of trouble. Yes. I was looking like a tasty treat. But I was trying to steal the dragon's rubies. From last episode.
The dragon has rubies?
Yes.
Aye. What is this list that fell out of the mouth of the dragon with you?
Well, you see, that is a list of my ex-lovers. This is why I do it, and this is why I continue to be one of the greatest warriors of all time.
Ex-lovers?
Yes.
This is quite a long list.
Let's just say I've been around the block or two.
You've got Sarah Dahlstrom, Finn Bruce, Shelby C, Zan, Erin Ruggiero.
Who are you?
Me? I'm just a wee little gnome.
Ah, the gnome. God. Why do I want to kiss gnome?
The dragon had a similar list. It might even be the same one.
What?
Zan, Erin Ruggiero, Carson, Katie Chase, Nelson Brooks, Eric Burke, Hayden Coon, Lucy Walker-Cox, Charlie, Adrian Dubicki, Carlotta Ossenberg, Emma Quimby, Haley Jeffers, Bad Sick, Ashlyn, Jamo Yamo, Ayo Poopy Sponsor, Peepoo Sponsor, Lily One of One, Susie Alvarez, Harrison Bailey, Bella Predica, Martin Legrand, Jesse Lucas, Anastasia, A. Diddy, Jack Bloor, Andrew Navarro, Laura Strzlitz, Holden McGroin, Madeline Van Note, Bob Sacamano, Bibbs Maloney, Hardmine Riley, Silly Lang, Sophie Serenkowski, Kelly Beach, Hot Sauce Haley, Dana Kreisman, Mansa Wissa, Louis, Billiam Deals for Reals, Mike Redfern, Daniel Vanard, Belle Stone, Poppy Davies, Stink, Loli, JJ Wright, Emily Faith, Willie One of One, Amelie Appelt, Coco, Mia Babadia Cross, Andre Sanchez, Josie Tipman. That's quite a list you got there.
Don't mention their names anymore, little gnome, before I kick you like a soccer ball going into the field.
That wouldn't be very nice now, would it?
I miss them dearly. For all their cock and balls and agios. No editing. I miss them all dearly. Rather special parts and all their... Oh, yes, and their personalities too.
Mm.
but I must go forth and hold them near and dear to my heart. But
wait, little gnome!
I'm on a journey, you see. I'm trying to... You're looking at me like you're really unimpressed. I'm trying to find the greatest love that ever did live. A love of mine that maybe did give. Turning the table one by one, then you shall point the gun. At me, at you, at us, at we. Can you be? I'm a bee. I'm a bee fucking soundtrack.
Scene.
And scene. So that's going to continue next week.
I just realized something.
That's become a narrative now.
Well, I just realized something.
What?
For these accents and everything that we're doing, we would be far further back in time than 1738.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it was worth the joke. Mm-hmm. And you know why I gave it to you? I said, what year's that? Is because I don't know.
Yeah.
When were the medieval times?
To be honest, I feel like it would have been closer to...
I'm embarrassed to be admitting this, but...
It would have been closer to maybe like 1300 to 1500. That's my guess. 1300 to 1500. What's it saying? Google it. This is an official Google search on... Never mind.
Yeah, 476.
476?
And then... But then the Middle Ages spawned roughly between 1000... Oh yeah, ending between 1400 and 1450.
Okay. Let me just see when Shakespeare would have been around. You know?
Later?
William Shakespeare. Yeah, see? Come on. Born 1564. Yes. 1616. That's what I'm talking about, is that zone.
Oh, I'm talking about before then. Low-key, high-key.
You're talking about before then. I'm talking Shakespeare when I'm doing this sort of stuff.
Low-key, high-key, right?
I'm unexpected of you under pressure.
I can't. I have that song so stuck in my head, and I can't be doing that.
Rest in peace. Oh, why? Because then we're gonna get flagged or whatever.
But
we can't do that. We need that.
We need that.
YouTube. Can
I? I have a hot take, or I have the beginning of a hot take.
You have a hot take.
Beginning of a hot take.
Let's get that music going again, like we used to always do with hot takes. Hot take music. It's done by now.
Thank you. I'm about to start the Mr. and Mrs. Smith series on Sunday. I have a plan.
Okay.
I'm starting it with my friends.
That is a hot take.
No. So, my hot take is...
Do you mind if I have a little snack while you tell me this?
Is Donald Glover, a genius, you know, we can't say he isn't. He has definitely shaped... You can take it out of the wrapper, probably. That's probably going to be quieter, actually.
This is America.
So, but do I think that he is just trying to be sexy all the time? Yes. I think, did I talk about this? No, maybe not. Did I?
I'm not sure I agree with that, but...
Like, he's always like trying to be like, I'm like, what is it that I'm not quite vibing with? Right? I think it's him just being like, and I'm hot. And I'm like, he is hot. It's not about that. It's just like, you're the funny one. We don't need, being hot is not something you need to be like,
We all know you can't be hot and funny.
You can, Matt Rife.
You can. Well,
joke.
Okay.
Joke. That was a joke. I mean, I don't know. What parts is, anyways, there's some, do you know what I mean? Like, he's always like, and I'm like, just act, be hot in the way of,
oh, you're saying he's acting,
when he's acting and when he's like doing music, he's like, my mother said that I should meet you a little. Like it's that kind of like when you're trying too hard.
Okay. You think he was doing that? Do you remember when, I think it was at Coachella, when he went out and smoked a joint with a fan in the crowd. And he was like, I think this is how it went. He's like, mm-hmm. It's just you and me. No phone. Don't take your phone out. It's just you and me sharing this moment right now.
Okay.
And they just like smoke a joint together. The two of them like looking at each other.
And he's like,
everyone of course is on their phones. And he's like, I think he had this whole spiel of like, I don't want people to film this. Like, just be here with me right now.
Right.
And he's no like, phones. This isn't for
and
later.
And the fan's like, how is it filming Community?
I don't think that happened.
How is it right now, 30 Rock? No, but Donald Glover truly is like, what a career. That's a career that is, he's a musician. He wrote on 30 Rock when he was like 20, had like a thriving online, like Derek comedy career beforehand. Then wrote and starred on Community. And then music career, Atlanta, like I respect him. He's a great artist, but there is something that I go a little bit like, what is happening?
Did you watch Mystery Team?
Yes.
The Derek comedy.
Connery and I watched it in my computer room when I was like in grade 12.
I thought it was funny.
Yes. No, here's the thing. I like everything. That's why I said, I mm-hmm. like everything he does. I like a lot of stuff that he does.
I wasn't saying you did. I thought it was a funny movie.
Yes. It's like a young person's movie, like first time making a comedy movie.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, am I wrong? I might be wrong, but I watched his interview recently and I was like, oh, okay, wait, no, maybe he just like, when he doesn't talk, when I don't hear him talk, he's just always like, but
I feel like he's, because we all saw Derek comedy.
Yes.
He had Childish Gambino as this thing even before Childish Gambino, like really, like the first time I heard Childish Gambino was because it was the trailer song for Mystery Team.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is this?
Mm.
Sounds sick. I was really into rap at the time.
Yeah.
Like really, really, that's all I listened to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't listen to anything else.
Camp was the album?
No, it was before that.
Which one? Bond or no?
I don't even know. It was just like,
it's a bonfire.
I like couldn't really find it anywhere. Mm. And then I feel like Camp, whatever. I feel like it was like post that he like smoked weed for the first time or like did mushrooms for the first time. And then he had this sort of like enlightenment where he's
that's
like,
that's what I mean, I think.
But it's not like a sexy thing. It's more so just he's like trying to be like, serious.
I think that's what it is. It's like when someone takes themselves very seriously,
mm-hmm.
like, and it's more of like, you're going to take me seriously rather than just like letting it happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I think I get a bit like.
But I still fuck with him a lot.
Of course.
Love his music.
Of course. I'm excited to watch
acting.
The show and have. I love Maya as well. She's Mrs. Smith. Pen 15.
Mm.
Have you seen it?
No, but Pen 15, if you look at it, like if you take the 15 and do it as letters, it spells penis.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. Is that what? Whoa. Thank mm-hmm. you.
It's also like Pen Island.
Yeah.
You know Pen Island?
Yeah.
If you just crunch it together, penis. It's also penis land.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it's amazing. Truly one of the best shows that's made in recent time.
It's also amazing that the blue sky has come out today. It was gloomy and now it's blue out.
Blue sky.
I'm going to have to step outside. I'm really going to have to step outside. Can I play this scenario?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have this new segment that we're going to maybe try.
We're going to try this out.
Yes.
Where
I do have to pee a little bit, but I'm going to hold it.
Okay.
New
segment brought to you by
you.
Brought
maybe.
To you by you.
Maybe.
We're gonna make it a thing where if you're on the old Patreon, you can submit a video with a scenario, a sort of would you rather, a sort of what would you do in this situation kind of thing.
A sort of
we're gonna play the clip.
Would you like hot dogs or hamburgers? Or would you rather ketchup or tub mustard?
And what we're gonna do is play the clip right here. And neither of us have seen it, will be the deal. And then we have to answer the question or scenario honestly as possible. So I did airdrop these. The first submission, this is starting because a good buddy, Donnie, known him since I was 12 years old, is always asking me these types of scenarios.
Yes. There's always like a friend that is like that. That's like, okay, but seriously.
Yeah.
Would you rather $100 or $100,000? The easiest. It's just the easiest question.
I kind of want to play the first one, the one that he asked me last night. But okay, I'm also
can
down
I answer
to do,
this one? And then yeah, you answer the second can, one.
Because it's still a tough question to answer.
Okay.
Or should we just do the second one? Let's do the second one.
Let's do the second one because you already got answered.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. And then maybe you guys send in your questions is the idea.
Okay, this is the one.
Okay.
So here we go.
Here we go.
We're going to play it. You're going to see the video right here and you're going to hear it. And then we shall answer.
It's Twitch and he's dreaming. I got another one for you. This is a classic. This is one of my go-tos right here. So you're on a date with a 10. 10. I'm talking perfect body, perfect attitude, like literally like whatever the best thing you could imagine for in a person would be, this is the person you're on a date with. Absolute dream person. You do a full date, everything's lit, y'all don't hook up, they go home, whatever. Next date. You're kind of like getting into the vibe again. Everything's like, damn, like this really is as good as it was the first time. Like I thought I might have been like dreaming or some shit. You start getting into it, whatever. You start cracking jokes. Y'all are giggling, whatever, but like nothing crazy. And then all of a sudden, like right basically as you're thinking like, yo, like I might be thinking too quick, but this could be the like dream person.
He's really laying it out.
You start cracking jokes. They go from giggling to the first time they really laugh at you, and you tell a joke and they laugh like this. What's the deal? Are you gonna like keep rocking with it, or is that just like a deal breaker? That's the scenario. You're on Whoa. Your second date. This is a 12 out of 10. And then you get them to really bust down laughing for the first time. And that's what they hit you with. What are we doing there?
Let me just hear that laugh one more time.
Yeah, let's hear that laugh one more time. Wow, this is a great scenario.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Keep in mind, he said 10 right out of 10. Answer. He said perfect.
Yes, perfect.
Everything about them is perfect. And they laugh like that.
Well, then I'm going to learn to love their laugh.
Did you say her?
There.
Oh. I heard you say her laugh. I thought.
Their laugh. I don't know.
Okay. You're just going to learn to love it.
I'm going to learn to love it. And I'm... Well, yeah, I'm going to learn to I'm going to learn to love their laugh. And they're going to learn to love my stinky farts.
Okay, keep this in mind though. Okay. Yeah. Because you're also funny, you know, they're going to be laughing a lot. They're going to be
giving it.
They're really going to be doing that. When you're out, you know, you're successful down the line.
I don't know if you have you heard my dad's laugh?
You're at the red carpet.
Yeah.
Everyone's around.
You guys heard my dad's laugh on the last episode. My sister has the same laugh. I kind of have it sometimes too.
But that's a little different. That's a laugh. That's just a laugh.
Oh. Yeah. Whoa. What do you do?
Think about that. See, the thing is, to me, if it's a second date and that comes up, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have to do some serious thinking here because everything else is perfect, but this laugh might spoil all of those perfect things. Or I'm thinking to myself, oh, I thought this person was perfect. I thought everything was there. I thought
no one's perfect.
I know, but listen,
no one's perfect.
I thought like this thing was really magical. And then this happens. What other things am I going to discover down the line? You know what I mean?
Well,
Maybe they...
Are you scared of what people are going to discover about you?
Maybe.
Down the line?
Maybe.
What's like a weird thing that you are like...
Well, what's the answer?
That's gonna...
Your answer is you're going to learn to love it. And you're going to continue on this mission with
yes.
this 10 out of 10.
I'm asking you, what's that weird thing that people are going to discover when they start dating you? What's the thing that you're just like, oh, they're going to find out about this?
My toenails. My toenails.
They're thick.
They're not just thick. They're
long.
Growing in ways that toenails shouldn't grow.
In case anyone had a crush on Kyle, which I know some of you do, there you go. There's that little like, when you know when your knees get over someone, you're like, oh, and then that, I remember that. And then you're like,
They're not that bad. I just used to wear shoes that were far too small for my feet. As a matter of fact, just until recently, I had my feet measured. I had them.
Yes.
I had like a 3D scan done, not just measured, like a full ass like scan. I go and walk on this thing so they see where my pressure points are. Mm-hmm. I stand on this thing that spins around so it measures it at all these different angles, whatever. And I've been wearing, I just recently went from a 10 and a half or from a 10 to a 10 and a half. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, maybe 10 is just a little too small. I went to 10 and a half. And this guy measured my feet and he was like, okay, so, you know, based on all these measurements, I'd put you in about 11 and a half or a 12. And I was like,
so you
what?
Just wear.
What?
I think I said, there's no way.
I said, there's no way. There's no way that that's the case.
So what size are these?
These are 11. But it's just different across the board. I was wearing like mostly the same kinds of shoes. In high school, I was wearing size 9 and 9.5. I would crunch into a 9 if I really liked the shoe enough. Mm-hmm. And then would also wear 9.5. Turns out that's just too small.
It
I was
is.
Wearing shoes that were far too small. I just liked them snug on my feet. But I was also skating a bunch and in those shoes. And when you wear shoes that are too tight like that and whatever, it causes
your
ingrown
toenails. Too.
So I had really bad ingrown toenails.
Jesus
Christ. And as a result, you know, because you have to have those cut out and whatever, like that. Blah, blah, blah. We don't have to talk about
no,
all that.
No, we can continue.
But because of that, they are just a bit strange.
They're
so anyway.
Strange. What about anything else?
I would stay. I would stay with the laugh. Yeah. That's my answer.
I'm trying to think of what my thing is that... Oh, God. Well, I think they'd learn if when people really get to know me, they learn that I'm a great daughter, friend, just really kind all around. And what else do they learn? Oh, that I can really lay down pipe.
You can lay down pipe?
I'm sorry.
No. That's interesting.
No, I think I'm trying to think of mine. I'm a weird eater, as we mentioned in the last episode. Yup. I think it's just women in general. Stinkiest farts known to mankind. You haven't smelled the one yet.
No, I haven't. You haven't let me.
No, because I run away and I go, leave me alone.
And I always say, get back here.
I go, just leave me alone. There definitely are a lot of things that are wrong with me. But
so many things that are right, you know? I think you're supposed to say, thank you.
Okay. I have this giant... birthmark shaped like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Oh, that either. That actually be kind of cool.
Well, anyway, that segment.
Anyways, can I see, see the other one?
I think that one's pretty good.
The other one was what?
I think that one's good. We can leave
can
it at
that.
Can
you tell me what the other one was?
The other one he said to me last night, which is a really, it's a tough one. He said, what's the minimum amount of money it would take for you to disappear for a year, just go somewhere completely remote, no access to anything for a year, and you can't tell anybody. Everything is as is. We have the podcast. or doing videos.
And I just disappear and I don't
social
tell
media.
You.
You don't tell, you can't tell anybody. And you just leave for a year. We don't know if you're safe. We don't know if you're dead. We don't know if you hate us.
Minimum?
And you have left all of us for an entire year.
6 million?
That's it? 6 million?
It's a lot.
Okay, so you'd leave me and everyone out here
I
listening and watching.
No, that question's tripping me out. I don't even...
To then just come back after a year and be like, but yeah. Guys,
yeah,
I did it for 6 million.
No, I don't know. No, I don't know.
It's a tough one, isn't
it? It is. It's a tough one. Maybe, what did you say?
I said, I don't know if I could do it. I might have to deny it.
Yeah.
I might have to turn down the
scenario.
I know.
I was like, I don't know. Well, anyways, if you guys want to send your questions in.
On the Patreon, we're going to, and not just questions. I think it's fun that it's a video, maybe, of you asking.
Yeah, if you want a video.
So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, but it'll be Patreon exclusive.
Also, we have some
that
new
means
merch.
Patreon. Oh! We did drop
merch.
We're
going to drop merch right here.
When you do that, you do go a little too high.
I do,
it's hard.
Okay.
So, go like down here.
Check it out here.
One here.
One here.
Here.
And
look at this
guy's
here.
Back.
It's all pictures of us. And that.
Ain't that fun.
And it's... Might be sold out by the time this comes out. I can't lie.
Yeah, we'll see. But.
Sounding like hotcakes.
It's sounding like hotcakes.
And we've also, if anyone is interested, we've started an affiliate program for the merchandise. So what we're going to do is you have to buy like a box of 20 shirts. We send them to you. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of can sell them out. You can give them away for free or whatever. You do have to buy them full price.
Yeah.
But what you can also do is go to your friends and say, hey, I have this really cool opportunity. They're giving away, they're selling these shirts. If you sign up underneath me, we can make some money from this. And whenever you buy the shirts from me, I buy them from them. And then you tell your friend to go do the same thing. And what happens is we sell a lot of merch. You guys have the opportunity to make money from the merch.
Kyle, this is sounding a bit like a pyramid scheme.
Like a what?
Pyramid scheme.
What do you mean? Well, no, it's not like that. It's like,
you ever heard of that?
It's like this. Look, we're at the top.
Yeah.
Up here. And we're at the top right here.
Yeah.
And what happens is we sell to, you know, some people. They're like kind of like down here,
okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
A couple boxes of 20 shirts.
Okay.
They've got them. They sell them to their friends, whatever. But also if they get to their friends to sign up and buy shirts
right.
from us.
Yes.
They make money.
Yes.
These people that signed up. And now they have all these people that are underneath right here, underneath all those people. And then the way that it works is it just kind of keeps going down and builds like this giant like triangle of things. And then the money just like keeps coming up.
Do you think people that start pyramid schemes know they're starting pyramid schemes?
Yes.
That is so evil and crazy.
I was a victim to a pyramid scheme.
Kyle.
I fell victim to a pyramid scheme.
Kyle.
I was a 17-year-old boy.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I fell victim to a pyramid scheme.
You would, though. I could
in
see
high school.
That. And not because you're stupid. Well, you that, but also... No, I'm just kidding, but,
I didn't know what a pyramid scheme was at the time.
I could see... I did.
I didn't. When I was 17, you want me to give you the full
give
rundown?
Give me the full rundown.
Okay. Jeez, here we go. 45-minute story. Not actually.
Kyle's version.
I'm skating at a park, not a skate park, regular park. And it's me and my friend Tom. These two kids come up to us with a camera and they're like, hey, we're filming this documentary. Can we ask you some questions? I'm like, sure. They're like, what do you think about, you know, mega corporations like Nike and whoever else? We just had like, they're looking at all the stuff we were wearing. What do you think about the way that they are basically using you and the logos that you're wearing to sell their product every single day? They're branding on you. And we're like, yeah, you know, it's whatever. Like, we like it, this and that. We like the clothes, the product. And he's like, okay, well, like, what if there was a thing where there's like something that you're already consuming, but you could just get paid for consuming it? I was like, yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting idea. And they're like, yeah, you know, there's actually this like energy drink company. It's healthy. It's way better than Red Bull. I'll get there in a second.
It's way better than one that I know that.
It's way better than Red Bull. It's healthy. We could, you know, you could talk to our homie if you want. We'll go over to the house and he'll tell you about it. We're 17 years old. We look at each other and we're like, that sounds awesome. Let's go do that. So what do? Next day, we pull up. We go to the attic of this person's house. His parents are home, everything like that. There's couches laid up like a freaking movie theater and a TV screen with the computer plugged in. And they start showing us what it is. The company's called Vima, V-E-M-M-A, and the energy drink is called Verve.
That's the one. Yeah, Verve. That was the one.
Yes. Everyone.
Yes. Yes.
Everyone did it at this time. It was mega popular.
I didn't do it. I knew because it was...
But it was just mega popular 2012, 2013. And we get the whole spiel. They give me the whole rundown. This is how it works. You get these people on your team. You work your way up. Blah, 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 blah. You start making millions in a year. Not exactly that. But they gave me like, you know, a pitch, basically. Mm-hmm. And as somebody who was making decent money, no expenses. And when I say decent money, I'm talking about decent money for a high schooler.
Yeah.
I say, fuck it, I'm in. Mm-hmm. $500 to start to get like your pack, right, of the drink. And I was just down immediately. So I sign up right away under this kid, Connor, my friend, and get the drinks in. I get like, I don't remember how many came with $500 worth, but it was like 8 cases. 8 times 24. Yeah. 8 times 24.
I'm just picturing your parents being like so disappointed. You know what I mean?
No, they were just like, do it, but you're just going to learn. That's
but,
it.
But like, I just mean like, you know what I, like it's such it? A classic. Like,
they drank it. My dad would really? Have one. Yeah, because wow. I had to put it in the fridge whenever he's having one every once in a while.
Wow, okay.
You know? And then of course also part of it is you don't just buy 500 in order to maintain your status. You also have to buy $200 worth every month.
Totally, right. Not to
otherwise,
keep them. Yeah, right, right. You know, yeah.
To maintain your affiliate status.
Yes, you have
200
to.
Every month.
Fuck.
And so—
paying for a job.
I get it. And me and the people that, so I, my friend Tom also signed up. And then the people that signed us up, it was like a crew of 4 of us. Really, sometimes there was like 6, but really it was just like, that was like the core 4. And we just went in. We like cold called people on like Craigslist and shit like that. Like we went crazy on this thing.
Little
really,
boys,
really, really bad.
Little boys, little
but
boys.
Are... I didn't realize it was a pyramid scheme. I
how
just
much
didn't.
Money did you make in, or how much money did you make a month?
Not that I didn't realize it was a pyramid scheme. I didn't realize that was also illegal.
How much money did you make a year, month?
From it? Mm-hmm. At the very end of it, at the very, very, very end, from all of the money that I spent on it,
yep.
Versus all of the money that came into me, mm-hmm. I was down $350 ish.
You lost money.
Yeah, of course. That's everybody.
That is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And the reason, the way I found out it's a pyramid scheme, this exact Verve,
mm-hmm.
The hottest girl at my high school who never talked to me invited me over to her house to give me and my friends. A presentation. I didn't go because I'm smart and because I was also like, yeah, it was like the, and I don't give a shit about like cars and stuff. Like I still have never owned a car. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, yeah. I don't need a car.
But you didn't
my
want
mom
that.
Driving me to school.
You didn't want the lavish lifestyle? You didn't want the lavish lifestyle?
It's never been me. It's never been for me.
So anyway, that happened. I was... signed up for Verb, but I will say this. The two of the people that scammed me, who didn't, you know, they were not trying to be malicious.
No.
They were just doing the job and
dragging them through the mud, uh-huh.
What was told. And we also, you know, like all worked together on the shit. They are some of my best friends today, still.
That's great.
And they're all doing fun stuff. obviously all of them like realized just as soon as I did, like as soon as I quit, they were all just kind of also at the exact same time, like, oh yeah, this is...
It took you a year?
A little scummy. No, it was like, like 6 months, I think, I want to say.
This is the most Kyle story ever. A very hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
And you are someone who trusts people,
mm-hmm.
right? Kyle the other day comes in the room to Michael and I, and he's ready to confide in us in something, and we're chatting. And he goes, guys, very earnestly, not a joke, I'm in the business of making people happy.
I didn't say it like that.
Yeah,
no,
didn't.
I didn't.
And Michael and I, at this, like, normally I'm like, okay. We just burst out into laughter.
I didn't say it like
yeah,
that.
You did.
What I was saying and what we were talking about, what I was trying to say.
You spread yourself thin.
Is that, yes.
You want to keep everyone happy and you put people first.
I want to keep it. Okay, you said it. I don't even have to say it. Yeah, you said it. That's what I was going to say.
I get it. But it was so funny. That was, what did I say? I think I said it like.
I think I said this. I think I said, naturally, I'm in the business of making people happy.
Which it maybe is worse.
It's just where I go.
But anyways.
I want to know.
I was going to say a Girl Scout, Girl Guide. Canada Girl Guide, Girl Scout is in America.
Girl Scout.
That is.
Not
is it the season?
Game. Is it the season?
For the Girl Scout. I didn't know that it was a season.
It's only once a year. It's not a pyramid scheme. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. But no. What are the kinds? Because we have different kinds. I want to look at them. The
Girl
different
Scout
kinds.
Cookie season 2024. Girl Scout cookies are back.
We should call this podcast Canada versus America.
I don't know about that. What is this one?
Whoa, that one looks...
Whoa.
Very good, but very unhealthy. The peanut butter one looks fucking good.
That's what? Chocolate, peanut butter, and caramel drizzle?
Okay, look at the flavors.
Hold on, let's find cookies near us.
What are the flavors? Can I want to see the
flavors? It's always just like some girls outside of the grocery store or something. There we go.
Can I see the flavors?
Yes.
Cookies. And then I want to look at mine. Ooh.
Bless you.
Whoa.
Cookie flavors. Okay, so this might be a new one. I've never seen.
Gluten-free.
This one's gluten-free?
No, this the caramel chocolate chip.
Okay, so this one I've never seen.
Okay. And
Adventurefuls?
Whoa.
Which is indulgent brownie-inspired cookies topped with caramel-flavored creme with a hint of sea salt.
That's a bit too much for me.
That sounds great. The gluten-free, chewy
gluten-free,
cookies with rich
that
caramel,
one looks good for me.
Semi-sweet chocolate chips. It's just because you like chocolate chip cookies.
But the peanut butter sandwich is the one that's calling my name.
Okay.
Wait, how many flavors you guys?
Do you like caramel delights?
I never had that in my life.
They're good.
That's
it's got
not
this
for me.
Crisp cookie with caramel, coconut, and chocolatey stripes.
No. S'mores,
the s'mores
no.
is good. The lemonade's really
no.
good. No. You would like this one. Trust me.
Okay.
Savory, refreshing shortbread cookie, top of tangy lemon.
I'm more of a lemon
icing.
Ups. If it's just the
crispy lemon cookie.
I don't want the filling. I want just the.
There's no filling. It's on the bottom. You know, like those. You know that
icing.
Little
I don't
crispy
want icing.
That we had this morning.
Yeah, I don't want icing.
It's like that on the bottom.
No, I want the lemon to be
peanut butter patties, top notch, and come on.
Thin mints.
Thin mints are just a classic. Toastier.
You guys have how many? Okay, that's it. Could you go? Girl Guide. Cookies.
Girl Guide. Cookies.
Meet the girl.
That's
no,
Girl Scouts
the girl
again.
That's sponsored, right? Girl Guide. Oh, this is Girl Guide. Here we go. That's the logo.
Girl Guide cookies.
And where are the find cookies? Cookies.
Yeah, that's what we're on right
find.
Now. We don't want to find. We want to know the flavors.
Recipes. Cookie history. Oh, no, we don't.
Cookie history. Cookie FAQs. Find cookies. Cookie finder.
What? We go to a different... Because we have the mints. That's the main one.
You do have thin mints. Or this one.
Yeah.
There's a little mint patty.
They have a bit of cookie at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But where are the... Come on. Go to... Just go back, I think, and just look up Girl Guide cookies. Girl Guide cookie flavors. Go to that. Because I want you to see them like pictures.
Girl Guide cookie flavors. This mm-hmm. is what we need, like a real, where we can go. We can go.
Canada flavors.
Scott, could you look that up for us?
Okay.
What's it? What flavors?
Go down, go down.
They've got the. What flavors is it that they?
Oh, why don't they have them?
Do they have
no? That's not. Go, you need, to, you need to go back. Still, you need to go back. Go back. Go. Meet the Cookies.
That's Girl Scout.
Ah.
This is all for Girl Scout.
Cookie info for consumers. There we go. Yeah, there we go. This is, we have three flavors. Chocolate, vanilla, and mint.
There you go, Canada.
Welcome to Canada.
Canada stand.
I was a girl guide.
You were a girl guide?
Yep. I was a girl guide and basically, and it was really fun. It was just we'd show up to this. I still remember the room and you get the little patches. You'd have the little songs. Mm-hmm. It was all about like being like a nymph in the forest and like, or a fairy. And you'd learn about those things and finding them. I don't know how Girl Scouts are like, but.
Yeah, I want to know.
Trader Joe's.
From a booth. Okay, so that's like where they're going to, that's where they set up. But it's not quite the season yet.
Saturday, March 9th.
So we're not quite there.
But like, we're almost there.
I can't go and get that right now is what I'm saying.
But
that's not bad. Don't worry about that.
Okay. Just got a scheduled order for something.
That's really quite interesting that you have a girl guide.
Guide.
Which seems to me, honestly, like something that they probably started after
Girl Scouts. Of course. A lot of, you're right. It's a lot of things that we do and we go, oh.
Oh, they're doing that pretty. They're doing that pretty well in the United States.
We would go on trips. I remember that now. We would go to like winter ones. Those winters were really hard because we go to like a cabin and then it would just be freezing, and we'd all just watch a movie, like a VHS or something, and then like bunk beds and sleepover kind of thing. And,
yeah, this came up because you thought Girl Scout cookies were a pyramid scheme.
I did, but that's not what it is at all. But
no. And they're good. Got it. Have you had the Girl Scout cookies?
No.
You've never had Girl Scout cookies. Mm-hmm. You've had Girl Guide cookies.
I feel like actually maybe Brett or someone last year maybe gave me one. It was James. Caucasian James gave me one, I think.
And you're
I think
in for
he,
a treat.
I think he put it in the freezer.
The Thin Mints you put in the
yes.
freezer. Yes.
And he gave it to me and I was like, I'm okay.
Really?
And I'm a mint girl. I'm a chocolate mint bitch.
Really? And you're anti Thin Mints in the freezer? Talk to me about that.
Like I said.
Talk to me about that.
The cookie. Okay. If it's mint, chocolate chip mint ice cream, I want it to be so green and I want it to be the, maybe some chunks of of dark chocolate, but maybe a little bit of a swirl, but probably the chunks actually. Then, or like chocolate chips.
Yeah.
Kortha Dairy mint chocolate chip ice cream. Look that up. That's exactly what I want. The, I think I've mentioned this. I don't want the filling. I want the whole thing to be.
There's no filling mint. In Thin Mints.
They're it was
very
not for me.
Tiny.
Yep.
And it's like a minty, chocolatey crisp.
Crisp. That's where you lost me.
It's very crispy cookie.
I want it to be a chocolate actually.
And it's coated in chocolate.
No, I don't want it to be coated. I want it to be
It's a cookie.
Chocolate. I don't want that. The only cookie I want is a chocolate chip cookie.
That is pretty true. I'm wondering if the gluten-free chocolate chip cookies that they have to offer this year are going to be up to your standards.
No, but we'll see.
I wonder if that's going to be up to your standards at all.
Okay.
So I did a pyramid scheme. What else did we say earlier?
Should we just say what happened? We're just going to say what happened.
We first talked about... Man, we have bad memories.
No. Okay, here's what happened. I'm just going to say it.
It's like a journal.
I'm just going to say it. So maybe most of you didn't notice because Connor did such a good job. But we actually just replicated this conversation because it stopped recording.
Not all of it.
Not all of it. But No. Sorry, the last 10 minutes maybe.
No, but that's what I mean is like, no, it hasn't been that. We probably replicated... Yes. No, we probably replicated the 6 minutes
10. I'm going to go with 10.
No, it was probably 6.
I'm going to go with... Okay, yeah. Maybe six.
It was probably about 6.
But anyway, so that's why we're like kind of... I'm like, what did... Who did you would say that? And then like repeating some of the jokes that we already made. And I'm like looking at you and I'm like...
It's because the mixer stopped
the
recording.
The mixer stopped recording. But that's okay.
But you didn't notice.
No.
Because we made it look flawless. Connery made it look flawless.
We just got an email asking to make our cue list for the show, for the live show. So
yeah.
I'm very...
Which also, there's a couple of people...
And we're going around. Huh? We can kind of announce this a little bit, right?
What?
That we've been... Okay, we'll just say we're coming to 3 cities.
Go ahead.
Potentially 4.
Well,
Los Angeles.
Bing.
Philadelphia.
Bing.
What was the third one? Oh, Brooklyn. New York.
Brooklyn.
Right.
As opposed to
yes.
City Wineries in Manhattan.
Yes.
The other show is going to be in Brooklyn. I guess in the booking world, they consider that 2 different things.
I'm also coming to Toronto, I think for 2 weeks, end of March, mid-March to end of March to April. For a show that is coming out that I'm in. It's going to come out on Hulu and Amazon. Davy and Jonesy's Locker, I've mentioned it a few what? Times. It's coming out March 22nd. And I'm going to go do some press and stuff like that. And then I'm also getting a gum surgery. I'm getting my gums.
I thought you were going to get a car.
Nope, I'm getting grafted. My teeth grafted, gums grafted. And should we say what we're doing this weekend?
Gums grafted. No.
Nope. We'll see you in the bonus. We'll see you in the bonus. Okay. We love you so much. And
if you haven't already, if you're listening on Spotify, hit that follow button.
Yep.
If you're listening on Spotify, answer the little question that I added just because it's fun. Sometimes.
Do we have any questions this week?
Oh, Q&A. We have to do that. We got to answer some.
I love it. We're like, see ya. Okay.
I got him.
You got him?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do a little.
Lucky y'all.
Should this be speed round?
We don't have to go so fast. We'll just pick a couple. Don't just point them out and shout them out. We're just going to say a couple.
I like to go fast.
And then we'll do the rest in the bonus.
Okay.
25 cues here.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want the...
Here's one for you.
Okay.
What hill are you willing to die on? An opinion that just can't be changed no matter how disputed it may be.
Whoa.
What's it going to be? Come on, you're a girl of opinions. Not to say that you're opinionated, but you've got some things where you just say, nope.
I feel like it's something food.
You say, nope, not doing it. Oh yeah, how about all of the food?
What do you mean all of the food?
You won't eat tuna?
No. There's no hill I'm dying on. I'm just... okay, this is not a hill I'm dying on, but I was going to say, the best cake in the world is the one at IKEA. There's this, Connery knows, the Dime cake, that shit fucking slaps. I can't think of anything right now, but I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
And picture.
Okay. Why is my voice going again?
Have you ever gone to a music festival before?
Too many. And let me tell you this too. I was fortunate enough to win 2 passes to Voodoo Music Festival in New Orleans. And this was when I was a freshman in college. And I won it from a DJ contest where you plug in your iPod. It had to be iPod only or phone, whatever. And then they give you a category on the spot that you don't know the category of. And then you have to play songs that fit into that category. And you go back to back with a person. It's like bracket tournament style. And you have to just pick the 3 best songs. And then whoever has the loudest crowd reaction for the songs wins. And you go on to the next round. Then the next round, you don't know what the theme is going to be. So you just have to be ready to go on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I won one of those at this bar in New Orleans. Got two tickets to Voodoo Music Festival. Got these cool little backstage pass things to go back behind the thing. And after that moment, I think that was the first music festival I ever went to. It definitely was. After that moment, I haven't been able to experience just going to a music festival with just like a general
admission.
You need
the VIP.
You need that. You need, and you know, I have worked in the music industry and I know people in music and whatever who maybe are playing a festival. So you get like the artist wristband and all that. It's like just such a different experience. It's so different. And I've gone to one music festival since then where I just had to walk around and I'm like, man, I feel like such a dipshit fucking piece of shit kind of person to have this feeling, but I just can't experience this like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I
once
hear
you,
it.
Once you get it, like...
I've never done that.
Good, it's just really hard to go back to just the regular...
The regular...
Treatment. Huh. But yeah, been to Voodoo, New Orleans, Buku, New Orleans. I've been to Camp Flognaw in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I've been to... I went to this one here. I can't remember what it was called. What about you?
I've been to Oceaga. What was it? Way Home.
Way Home.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's going to remember that, but
Way Home.
It's actually quite close to where I'm from. And that was like Arcade Fire, FKA Twigs. It was actually like really fun and good. And then... That's it. The Way Home one, I just remember it was like sleeping out. Oh, it was tough. In a field. Woke up at 6 a.m, so hungover in a tent. Just, I don't know if I can't do it anymore,
mm-hmm.
but I don't.
It's exhausting.
That's why I like Oceaga. It's the one in Montreal. Because mm-hmm. you get to go home and sleep and then come back. It's not too late. And it's not too big.
Mm.
So, actually, I sent you the lineup for the Oceaga one today. That could be fun if anyone has a hookup. It'd be fun.
We can figure that out.
Okay, one more.
I was just looking at this one for Kyle. Do you sing? What is your favorite song to sing? Will you sing it right now?
Go ahead.
Love your vocals on the recent IG videos, and of course, Touch My Boob, the instant classic. I don't know what I like to sing. You know what I used to sing all the time because I felt like it sat in my range, which is minimal these days.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sing the song Rivers and Roads by The Head and the Heart. Do you know that one?
Jesus. No, wait. Remind me of it. Because I don't know how much we can, whatever, but we'll do a little bit of it.
I mean, the main part is like the chorus.
Rivers and Roads.
Yeah.
Rivers and Roads. No.
Yeah, that's right.
Roads.
Rivers till I reach you. Rivers and roads. Rivers and roads.
We are getting flagged.
Rivers till I reach you. I can't remember how it goes in the beginning. I kind of want to play
that
it for just a blip.
No.
Just
no,
a little blip.
No.
Just so I can remember it.
No.
Let me just play the tiniest little blip of it. No. They won't hear it. They won't hear it. They won't hear it. I'll turn it down. I'll fucking scream over top of the mic as I listen to it. But that song, because it sat well for me, and also this band I saw open for...
This is so...
I saw them open for Iron and Wine when I was in high school.
Yes,
and this album had like just come out. It wasn't as big and whatever. And so they were just hanging outside of the venue. And I hung out with them for a second as a little high schooler. And so I was like, damn, those are my friends. So I would just play this album all the time. All the time. All the time. Mm-hmm. A year from now, we'll all live from now, we'll all be gone.
Okay, that's good. 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 That's great.
And
I
they're
really
going to better places, because our friends will be gone away. Anyway, I do not sing. I sang. I sang in choir. In high school, and
bass,
I don't know,
bass
I was
too,
a bass,
right?
So I always wanted to like There are all these songs I wanted to sing. I wanted to sing fucking Justin Bieber songs. I wanted to sing things that were more in the tenor range or baritone range, I guess. But my voice just could never hit those notes.
Can we hit this?
Hit it again.
Oh.
Oh.
There you go.
But see how like bad it sounds? I'm like straining to get there.
Just gonna go, oh, like kind of like a third of it. Oh.
But then the other thing is I just end up going to falsetto.
Oh. It sounds great.
Oh.
Okay, everybody.
I wish I could be like a Charlie Puth type. Anyway, back to what I was saying before the initial cues. Was if you're listening on Spotify, follow us on Spotify, answer the question there. If you're on YouTube, comment something funny down below. Hit the like button, hit the notification button, hit the subscribe button. We're almost to 10,000 followers. We're going to do something really special when we get to 10,000 followers.
Uh-huh. We're going to throw a party.
Or subscribers. We're going to do something crazy special.
Uh-huh.
And
we're going to get a pizza and spell out 10 with the pepperonis.
10K. When do you get the YouTube plaques? 100K?
Yeah.
I want one. I want one of those plaques.
Manifesting. We love you so much. We appreciate you so much.
Oh!
Do all the things. And send in those...
What?
Those questions.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I thought
we're fighting.
You were looking at me like something. Bye-bye.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.